Good evening, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon again with the Metaphysical Hour. And we are live tonight. The only way you can tell we're live, I have to give the date. This is May the 4th, 2012. So we do have a live show tonight. So if anyone wants to call in, we welcome their calls. Let me get out the toll-free number if you do want to call in. It's 1-888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And Julia's not with us tonight. She's still over in England at the other office. And I think she's probably glad she's not on, because when I call her this time, it's usually midnight over there. And she has to stay up most of the night to help me with the show. So tonight she's getting to sleep in. And we have a very special guest on tonight. And she's been on my show before. It was about over a year ago. But still, it's always good to have her back on again. Our guest tonight is Dee Wallace. The Dee Wallace. And she's a really good friend of mine. And we're getting ready to do something together next week. But we're going to be talking a lot about Dee and her work, and also what we're planning on doing next week when we get out to L.A. But most of you probably know that Dee has done numerous movies. She's best known as the mother in E.T., the Extraterrestrial. And after that, I know, Dee, you've done a lot of horror films. And you're also doing a lot of But didn't you say one time people were asking you how you could be spiritual after all these horror shows you'd made?
Yes, and I easily said, well, I've been studying fear for 30 years. And, you know, what else do we have to heal, Dolores, but our own fears, right? And
That's true.
So, yes, the monster that most of us are running away from is ourself and our fears and our limiting beliefs. So I don't think there's a dichotomy there at all, quite frankly.
Because we have these inside of us, and, you know, we're fighting our own demons, really.
Absolutely.
There isn't any real demons. It's just what we create. Inside of us, and that's what holds.
Yeah, I was doing a private a guy this morning, and literally what the channel said was, it was all about he couldn't forgive himself for something that had happened that he did. And literally, the information of the channel says, and that's what sin is all about. Because if you're judging yourself or limiting yourself or not loving yourself in any way, you're literally sinning against yourself. And
that would make a lot of sense.
Absolutely. And
that's what I'm always talking in my lecture too. You know, about forgiving those you have done harm to you, too. And it's very, very important. The forgiveness is the key to a lot of things.
Well,
because about forgiving ourselves.
If we keep focused on forgiving, or not forgiving, as the case may be, then we a lot of times don't move into love. And love is the most powerful force in the world. It is the creative force itself. Anything that takes you out of the love of yourself.
It's the key to everything.
Absolutely. And especially if we don't love ourselves. You know, if we don't love ourselves, then we're shutting off the power of our own energy, which is the power that we have to create with. So.
But like the man says, he said he can't forgive himself. But everybody makes mistakes. That's what life is all about. And I would say, what did you learn from that experience?
Exactly. And when we got to that,
learning.
When we got to the lesson, or what he was supposed to learn, which is literally nobody and no thing can take love away from you if you don't give it. So the source of all creation is always coming back to love. And if you don't love yourself first, then through the perspective of who you are, you see the rest of the world as energy that cannot be loved also. So you're the key.
Yeah.
The buck stops with us.
I can see where he comes from because you know, I see a lot of clients also, and we're really both of us therapists in that way. We try to counsel with people. And I have a lot of them, too. They talk about their childhood and how terrible it was and the terrible things that were done to them. And they also talk about things they've done to people. I had a client the other day, and, you know, in my work, I call it the subconscious that speaks to them, although it is the higher self, the, you know, the higher consciousness, the oversoul.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you call the big E. But when that came through, and we were getting ready to do the sessions, and he said, but I've done some bad things in my life. Maybe they won't talk to me.
Yeah.
I said, they don't care what you have done. They
exactly.
love you beyond belief.
And if we could just grasp that, that no matter what term you use for the higher energy, whether it's God or Buddha or Atman or creative force or universal love, it doesn't judge you. It for me, the highest definition of God is unlimited thought of all possibility. And thought cannot judge you. Thought just is something that is there for you to access. And it's open to all of us, if we ask. And if we get out of our own way and allow it to come in. So we were talking a lot about the brain. And the brain is something that I'm really focusing on my talk shows right now. And I was told to bring in this information for your listeners. And literally this came in a half an hour ago. That the old definition of choice is this or this. Dualities, polarities, heart or brain, I've got to choose one or the other. That's the old definition of choice. The new definition of choice for the new earth, and the only choice that's left to us, is the choice of the one being of consciousness that we all are. And that includes our energy on all dimensions, in all time-space continuums, and literally, the information came through, Dolores, that within our spinal fluid is held the limitation of this yes-no pattern. Now, our spinal fluid, of course, connects with our brain. And when we use our entire brain, then our brain is our heart and our heart is our brain. Everything is working together. We are unlimited thought and all possibility, and therefore we are the gods of ourself. So we balance that all. I haven't
but
even
you
had
know,
a
the
chance.
Brain is weak.
What?
I was thinking the brain though was what we connect the ego to, and that's where the judgment and everything comes in, and we have to learn to separate that part. So that's what I'm always thinking of the brain in that way.
Well, but who's in charge
of like the conscious mind?
You know, who's in charge of our brain? Who's in charge of everything about us? We are. So we are the ones.
We should be. Most people.
Well, that's true. And one of the reasons is because within the spinal fluid, we have this genetic predisposition to yes, no, either or. I have it. I don't have it. I made it, now it went away. You know, those are all the patterns that we live in. I'm happy, now I'm depressed. Those polarities that we believe are a truth, but they don't have to be a truth when we're using our whole brain, which is our heart, and our whole heart, which is our brain. So I haven't even had a chance to tell you about this incredible formula. I know that you have spoken,
yeah.
I believe, with one of my healing partners, Jared Hewitt. And Jared and I, over three
yeah.
years ago, Dolores, had this formula channeled to us. But we were told, you don't use it, put it away, it's not ready. And last week, about a week and a half ago, we were both calling each other with the information that we had just gotten that we can bring this formula out.
Okay, everybody, we're sorry about that. The little gremlins have been busy on the line again. You know, sometimes they like to get in there and play and cause mischief. But I'm glad he didn't stop us before she gave the formula anyway. So I told Dee to hold that thought while we were reconnected, and I think my line is a lot better now. Okay, Dee, go ahead. You said that you were given this formula about 3 years ago.
Yes, over 3 years ago. We didn't understand it. It's a compilation of frequencies and symbols, many of which we've researched on the Internet and can't find duplication of. And we were told that this is the formula for all manifestation of creation. So it was interesting to me, Dolores, that when I got it back out and looked at it, from the bottom to the top is unity is God. At the very bottom, the very first thing that they gave me, which is kind of the core of everything, is what we were talking about, is self-love. And I looked at the formula from the bottom to the top, in absolutely perfect sequential order, it's everything, subject by subject, that has been channeled to me over the last 3 years on my shows. So so we went from loving yourself to choice to power to polarities and dualities. And at the very top is all of these massive frequencies of the brain. And after that is joy, and after that is the unity as God. And I've gotten for a long time that love and joy are the reason that we're here. That's the purpose that we're here. And when you live in love and joy, everything is created for you. But we keep wanting to go to our minds to figure everything out. So this whole, and obviously... And did I know it yesterday? No. But obviously, a lot of this information, this brand new information that's coming in, is something that I'm going to be integrating into the workshop next week.
That's what I was thinking. I think you need to bring this up at the workshop next week.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it'd
yeah.
be very important.
Everybody at the workshop, by the way,
getting similar stuff. It's different, but over several years, the crop circles, all of this, everything dealing with symbols.
Yeah.
And I have people who said they are always getting symbols in their mind. One man said he lays on a couch at night and a beam of light comes through the window, all full of geometric symbols. And they all want to know what's going on. Well, what I was told is each one of these symbols are blocks of information, and they were inserted into the brain on the cellular level. And they said, well, what do they mean? And they said, at that time, you weren't allowed to know what they meant because it wasn't time. We weren't ready. But that they said, whenever it's in your brain, and by the time you need it, which is now, and the time
it's
we're living
now,
right now, when it comes to the time you were going to need it, you would have the information and you wouldn't even know where it came from. So I think this all ties together. We've had this, and they've been saying, hold it, you won't understand it. But now is the time.
Well, and I want to speak to that for a minute, because you can understand the experience of it, but you can't understand it from the mental perspective, because it is an experience. It's an experience of creation itself. And so I have a lot of people that have looked at the formula and held the formula and gone, oh, my God, I went into an immediate experience. I can't explain it, but it was like bliss. Mm-hmm. Now, those are the people, and I want everybody to hear this. The formula works if your heart is open and if you choose to take responsibility for your own creation.
Yeah, because remember, everything in your life you have created, you put there.
That's right.
If you don't like it, you just uncreate it. It's really very simple. We're the ones that make it hard.
Absolutely, Dolores. And you and I, we couldn't believe how much we were on the same page when we toured last summer. I had the best time with you because I was hearing it from an entirely different point of view, and we were saying the same thing. And
well, that's why I published your book, The Big E, because you're saying the same thing that I've been saying. We're just calling it something different. But in my work, they say it's okay, we don't have a name anyway. You can call us anything you want.
Right.
But it all goes back to the same, what do you want to call, source or whatever it is that has all knowledge and all information. So it's accurate if we're getting the same information.
And it's open to all of us, but we have to hold and allow that possibility in our, you know, in our consciousness. Almost started to say in our minds, in our consciousness. So, you know, like Einstein said, you can't fix something from the old thought that created what you want to fix. You know, and if you refuse to think a new thought, then the new thought can't come in.
Yeah.
And I just, as a matter of fact, on my e-blast that I just sent out today, I put another one of Einstein's quotes about how he rarely got to any of his big discoveries through his mind. And
discovery was what?
He rarely got to any of his major discoveries through his mental thinking mind.
Oh.
That he was accessing his heart-brain connection, which opened him to receiving all the symbols, the possibilities that he was looking for.
Yeah.
And what I think is so, what I know is so exciting and empowering about our workshop next week is we're, through using both of our talents, we're going to put the past life, which gives you information about why you're here and what you're here to work on now
and
what may be affecting the success of that. And then I'm going to take everybody through exactly how the creation process happens right now and where we're falling out on it. And then we're going to do the future regression, right, for this life and beyond,
yeah,
to see how powerful your life can be now. You can live literally the future now. You need to live the future now if you're going to create the future that you want then. And
yeah,
I've never done a workshop like this. I don't know of anybody that's done a workshop like this. And I'm truly excited for what's going to be made available for all these people coming. Which, by the way, if anybody's interested in the formula, you can find it at thecreationformula.com. And everyone that attends the workshop will receive one for free.
And you'll be explaining it and breaking it down, too, that way.
As much as I can, yes.
Well, you'll have more information by that time. You know you will. But
as
see, that's
fast as everything's going, I'm
you know,
sure that's true.
Past, whenever we wanted to create something, it took a long time. It, you know, because that's on purpose, because if we thought something and it was created instantly, a lot of times it would be a disaster because you know how human beings are. They say one thing and then they definitely don't want that.
Yeah.
So that's why we were given time to be sure that was what we really wanted and to think about it before it was brought into creation. But right now, things are changing. Everything is so speeded up that things are happening faster, and we are creating much faster. So the abilities are really opening up. There's everything is happening. It's all changing right now.
And I
in my lectures, people are understanding it. They're getting it. They said, yeah, we wondered what was going on, but they can't put their finger on it.
Well, again, like we were talking about earlier, Dolores, we were in our own way. If we have beliefs that it's dangerous to happen too fast, or we can't have too much too quickly, or we're not worthy to create miracles, I mean, you know, we have to believe in miracles if we're going to create them, right?
Yeah.
We have to open ourselves to the possibility that we just might be the miracle that creates the miracles.
But you know how it was in the past. You just weren't allowed to think that way.
Exactly.
Mostly in church, and you know, and everybody would hold you back because, you know, you're just a poor human who is full of sin and you can't amount to anything.
Yeah, well,
but
I'm over that one, are you?
All this potential, and we haven't been using it. But now's the time. It's time to open all of this up, and we're living in a very exciting time in history.
Oh, boy, are we. Every morning I get up.
And you were talking about the workshop. No, yeah. I've never done a workshop like this before. So whenever you proposed the idea, I'm thinking, I'm not sure what she wants me to do here. But it is something totally different, and I can feel it's going to have a lot of power to it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, first of all, Dolores, we wouldn't have been given the vision if we weren't supposed to carry it out.
Yeah.
So when I'm given information like that, and I often am, like daily, I move on it, and I trust it. On my shows and in my acting, I never plan out what I'm going to do. I may have an outline, you know, but I wait to be told. I wait for the channel to open up and the information to come through. And it's always unbelievably beyond whatever I could come up with. Don't you find that?
Oh, yeah. But I noticed last year when we were touring around the United States, every show we did, you was different because you said you had no idea what was going to come out till you got up there.
Yep. And
I
like that.
Fascinating to watch you.
Oh, well, thank you. And just for your listeners, so they're clear about what my strengths are is literally teaching the creation process and then being able to extrapolate from someone's energy any of the limiting beliefs and fears that are or patterns that are in your way of what you consciously say you want. For example, a lot of people will ask me, well, where's my block around money? Half the time, it's not about money. It's about self-worth or fear of power, you know.
Or thinking you're not
religion.
Worth it.
Or thinking
you
what?
Know, because the way you were raised, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Money is bad, and you're not worth having. You could never amount to anything. You could never have anything. We have a lot of garbage and baggage we have to get rid of.
Oh,
but, yeah,
do
money
you think?
Is just. That was what they tell me in my work all the time. It's just energy. So
yes.
It can be manipulated. It can be used once you
Absolutely.
Understand how to use it.
And, Dolores, you and I were both talking last summer that, you know, if we looked at the world and us as just people who were here to play with energy and learn about energy and learn how we create from energy, that there's no good, there's no bad, there's no right or no wrong. It's just different experiences of energy. Then we could move away from the judgment and the harshness of what we hold toward ourselves and others.
Yeah, it's all lessons, and it's the experiences, and what did you learn from those experiences?
Yes.
Because that was what I was told in my work. They said one of the greatest A thing I could tell people was the main lesson you were here on Earth for was to learn how to manipulate energy.
Me too. I get the same information.
What does that mean? And they said that means to create.
Yes.
So that's the main thing we're here to learn how to do, is take energy and learn to manipulate it to create. And so many of us don't. We just go day to day, take what's given to us, even if we're not happy with it, we don't like it, but we just keep going along with it.
Well, we're taught that we have no control over us at all. We're taught that from the time we're little.
Power we have. We have a wonderful power that we're not using.
Well, we're beginning to.
And I know there's probably arguments with us about it, but I've seen it happen. I see it all the time in my office, and you probably do too, don't you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I do. I actually have been working with a gentleman who's had full-blown AIDS for years.
Yeah.
And we've been working together, and they just declared him AIDS-free, which is, quote-unquote, an impossibility. And I know that you have seen many successes with cancer and other diseases that you work with also, Dolores. We're not doctors. Oh, we have to say
and
that.
And also the one with AIDS, because I put it in my new book that his lesson was judgment.
Yes.
He was afraid people were going to judge him.
Yes. I get
and
the same
thing.
And
so that was what created the whole thing.
That is the
Look
core.
Look how powerful your mind is, that you can create these diseases. You can create these illnesses. If you can create something like that, well, then you can create the opposite and have anything you want in your life. That's how powerful your mind is.
Yes, but see, people have to get past that belief, well, I didn't create it, it just happened to me. That's that victim mentality that doesn't allow us to manipulate the energy.
Yeah. And look what a horrible thing God did to me.
Yeah.
God didn't do anything. We do it all to ourselves. But, you know, that's too hard for some people to take responsibility that they created the things in their life.
Well, we were given free will. We know that. And so we are, in essence, the gods of ourselves. And it's up to us.
Boy, he's got it loud, so we can hear it this time. Okay, is there somebody there?
Yes, and Dolores, this is Charles. I've been to your place end of 2004 before Christmas from Asia. Yeah, I'm just
where
listening to the radio talking
from?
About.
Where are you
from
calling
Asia.
From?
Asia.
Asia.
Yeah,
okay, I know this show goes all over the world. Okay, yeah. What is your question?
I'm just talking about the creation of energy, but somehow, subconsciously, in these 2 years, while I was walking or while I was sitting, sometimes I create vortex. I can't do it, but I do some hand sign, but my friend who are very psychic noticed that it is the vortex energy like circulating around myself. I don't know why. Subconsciously, I do it.
Okay, Dee, you want to answer him?
Well, so what is your question, darling? The vortex energy swirls around you, and what's your question?
Yeah, why I'm
what
doing
do you want
this.
To, why?
It's supposed that I'm... Yeah, because I do it subconsciously with some hand sign while I'm sitting, but my friend who was very psychic sitting next to me, visiting me sometimes saying that I'm creating a vortex energy.
Well, I get that's true, and I get it's positive, but you sound worried about it. You're calling
not
in...
Not worried, but I
So why?
Yeah, but...
Because you're calling,
scared,
you're literally
I,
calling
I'm,
in a healing energy.
A healing
okay.
energy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
My next question would be, why are you calling in a healing energy? Do you know consciously or not?
No.
Okay, so I'm invoking the new formula sheet. Book. Give me a song, honey. Any song that comes into your mind.
A song. She wants you to give a song.
Song.
To say the name of a song.
Well, I don't feel any song, but like pure, just tone. I don't know. It's just like tone.
She works by people saying a name of a song, and that triggers things in her. Can you think of a song, a name of a song? And it'll trigger her answer.
Sorry about that.
Okay, I think the whole point is that you don't have a song. You don't have a life song.
I don't have a song. I normally...
No, and that's hold on, be quiet, let me answer you, okay? Be quiet, let me answer you. You don't have a song. You don't have a song in your heart. You don't have a life song, and you are calling in this vortex energy to, well, for want of a better word, the words my channel is giving me is save you. And what you have to realize is you have to consciously open your heart and allow your heart to sing. Allow your heart to be in joy. And then you won't have to call in any energy to save you because you will have nothing to save yourself from. Right now you're trying to save yourself from yourself.
Okay.
Does that resonate with you?
Anyway,
does that make
lot.
Sense?
Yeah, I think
does
so.
That make sense to you?
Yeah, big emphasis, but I really enjoy listening to this and reading your books that published recently, the Creates and the New Earth and the Complete Universe 4.
Uh-huh.
And it's many bits and pieces of the information that are written on the book confirm what I have learned from my master, who passed away, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and darling, do you know that your heart closed when your
sorry.
Master...
Please go on your show.
Do you know that your heart closed...
Thank you.
...is telling you.
Do you know that your heart closed when your master passed away?
Yeah, maybe
okay.
That's it.
He wants you to open
okay,
it up.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay.
Open your heart up.
Thanks.
You're not serving yourself or him. He taught you better than that. Live with an open heart.
Okay. Yeah, I think I understand. Thank you very much, both of
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, be happy.
Yep. Open your hearts and be joyful. That's really all you have to know, right, Dolores?
Yes. They're always saying that in my work, bring joy into your life.
Yes.
They said, we just go all the time. And they said, just, you know, stop smell the roses, you know, relax and enjoy. Don't take everything so seriously.
Oh, boy.
They're telling me that all the time. And it's kind of hard because, you know, we are going all the time, the two of us anyway.
Well, and... You know, I do consciously, I stay very conscious to try and create a balance in my life. Enough fun, mm-hmm. enough nights where I don't have anything to do, I don't have to travel, and then a lot of opportunities like our weekend where I get to go out and create and play with energy and help affect lives and make money. So there's a balance. And what I found, Dolores, is everybody says to me, I mean, almost every interviewer says to me, my God, Dee, I looked at your website, which is iamdeewallace.com, by the way. And they say, I don't understand. How can you do so much? You just work all the time. And you know, the first thought that comes up to me is, I don't feel like I'm working at all.
Yeah, see, I get that all... We got a caller, but I just wanted to finish this thought here. I get that all the time, too. They say, where do you get your energy? Because I'm going all the time, too. But when you're doing what you really love, you've found your passion, what you really want to do, it's not work. And you don't really get tired. That's the difference.
Yep, it's like great
sex. Okay, we got a caller there. Hello, who's there?
How you doing, Dolores? This is Alfonso.
Hi, Alfonso.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alabama, Dolores.
Oh, okay. Okay, do you have a question?
Okay, Dolores. Yes, ma'am. She said something about, I know the last caller, he was talking about vortex energies or whatever, but you said the way your ability works is to get a reading on someone, you ask them about a song?
Yes.
Really...
Well, okay, so you understand how the tarot cards work, right?
Yes, ma'am. You're reading energies, basically, right?
I'm reading energies, yeah.
In relation to each other.
I'm reading energies, and what I use are five sheets that, are a compilation of about 18 years of work. And sometimes they direct me to a phrase or a paragraph in a book. Sometimes they ask for a song. Sometimes they ask for a movie. Sometimes they take me to a play. All of those things, just like a tarot card, open up my channel, the way I work, and the information just drops in because I instantaneously make the connection. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You have a question you're interested in?
Yes, ma'am. So your book, The Big E, does it sells, I know, I was looking at it as you gave the website, and I didn't get quite what your book was about. I read some of the highlights on it, just the questions to things.
Okay. Dolores actually publishes two of my books, Conscious Creation, which is exactly what it is. It's channeled information about how to create consciously, and The Big E. Now, The Big E is a fun book. The Big E is energy. And in The Big E, we take all of the phrases that we were raised with by our parents, all of the things that we were usually controlled by in our lives, like pretty is as pretty does, and you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And if you get lemons, make lemonade, stuff like that. And we, in a page and a half or two pages, describe what they really mean in energetic terms. Because a lot of these phrases were taught to control us and kind of deciphered as religiously based. But in energetic terms, they're incredibly empowering. For example, you can give a person... Let's say you wanted to share with your mother all this work that you know is a truth for you, right? About extraterrestrials or manipulation of energy or any of that. And let's just say your mother was a devout Catholic. You can take her all the books. You can take her to seminars. You can have her watch a million programs. If she doesn't want to drink that water, honey, she's not going to drink that water. So it's
Agreed.
Not up for us to create anyone else. They have to create themselves. We can offer information to them, but bottom line, you've got to take the responsibility to create you. And so it's a whole book of a lot of great sayings like that and the truths that are really behind them.
Oh, wow. I mean, I guess you on Dolores' program kind of speaks to some synchronicity to me, because me and my wife was actually just discussing about how it's just been very empowering to just take responsibility for our life and our actions, and just it feels good. So I'm going to buy your books. So thank you.
Well, great. Thank you, baby.
So thank you, Dolores, as always, and thank you. So y'all have a good night.
You too, baby.
Okay, you have a good evening then.
All right.
Isn't that synchronistic that he and his wife were just...
Some of these are people that call in a lot, and I think he was one. Okay, let's take this next caller then. Somebody there?
Hello?
Is it me?
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, and... Okay, yeah, this is Dolores.
Yeah, what's your name?
Hello? Dolores.
What's your name?
Her name is Dolores. Dolores.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
From Florida.
Florida, okay. What's your question?
Dolores. Pardon?
Yeah, what's your question?
Pardon? I'm not sure that I have a question. My name is spelled with a D-E. I have talked with Dolores on BBS Radio before, and
okay.
I do receive email D. Wallace. And I have emailed a lot of information to D. Wallace. And I just thought it would be fun. I don't know what this would imply at all. But where two or three are gathered together, there I am. So that's the reason I called in, just because of the name.
Okay. Dolores, are you on my email list, baby?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's your last name?
I haven't been able to tune in to your 11 a.m. Show yet to talk with you, but I have sent you a lot of email.
What's your last name so I can look up your emails and I know who you are?
You know at www.eggoflife, and I sent you information on Zora.
Oh, okay. Now I know who you are, gorgeous.
Now okay. You know who I am.
Now I know who you are. And she's talking about I have two free call-in shows, one on Monday nights at 5 Pacific Daylight Time and one at 8 o'clock Thursday morning Pacific Daylight Time. And you can click right on those if you go to imdwallace.com. It'll take you right there. So, well, you're telling me that you haven't had a chance to call in Thursday. If you had a chance to call in Thursday, would you have a question?
I might have. I'm not sure. I keep hearing you talking about I am, you know, about being worthy. And if you're worthy, you're able to manifest whatever it is you want. But as far as my worthiness is concerned, I really do believe I am totally worthy of receiving everything. And I have believed
that. So are you receiving everything that you want?
Pardon?
Are you receiving everything that you want?
No.
Okay. Well, if you feel like you're worthy to receive it and you're not, then I would ask for more.
I've asked for a whole lot.
No, I get a no on that. So let's see where you're falling out on that. So we're going to claim the new formula. You know, good, you did that with me. Sheets.
Right. I've been claiming that as of today when I first heard about it.
Ah.
Because I do.
Okay.
I do play your episodes every Friday when they come in after Thursday.
Can you give me a song,
I've gone
Dolores?
Through your...
Give me
Pardon?
A song, baby.
Yeah,
oh,
give
Lordy.
Her a song. It comes into your mind, Dolores.
I know. I don't know that I have a song in my heart either.
Well, you see, we have a theme going. You do. It's interesting, Dolores, because you do have a song, but you don't know that you do. Which is the same thing as not having one.
Right.
So you have to acknowledge the joy and magnificence and beauty of you, and then you'll hear your song. And that is the biggest part of
Well, I do have one that really turns me on, and that is Justin Hayward's song. I know you're out there somewhere.
I know you're out there somewhere. So are you looking for a relationship, Dolores?
I could use one, yeah.
Well, that's very different than are you consciously wanting to create one right now?
Well, I think about it a lot, and I do ask about it a lot, but it seems
but that's
like...
That's not committing to create it. And that, you see, is what most of us do. We think about what we want a lot, and we wish we had it, and we bemoan the fact that we don't, but we never commit to the creation of it.
Yeah, that puts
no compliance,
puts
in other words.
What, Dolores Cannon, what did you say?
I said that puts it off. That puts it down the road.
Yep.
Instead of putting it right now, creating it right now.
You have to commit to what you want, guys. You see, if you want money, you have to commit to being the experience of money and loving the money that you want. You have to be in harmony with it.
Right.
You're waiting, most of us are waiting to get the money in order to feel good about money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I know about being, be money, be love, be this, be that.
You
I
know
mean,
about
intellectually,
it.
I know that.
Yeah, but that doesn't create it, you see. Those were the key words, baby cakes, right there. Intellectually,
right.
I know about it.
Okay.
But that's why I'm talking about this whole brain stuff, because when we're using our whole brain, right now, when you say intellectually, I understand it, you're only talking about your mind. When we use our entire brain, it is our heart, and our heart is our brain. So everything, then, is an experiential knowing. So I want you to drop
it
down into your heart and choose to open your heart right now. Because there you go.
It seems...
It wasn't open when you called.
It seems like I'm trying... I've been on the spiritual path for a long time. And I have gathered enormous amount of information. And
I'm always sharing But I want you to hear what I'm saying. It's not about the information. It's about the experience. You have to open your heart now and experience the love, experience the joy. You know, as an actress, I can study a part from now to doomsday and never bring it alive into experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really good metaphor for life. That we must move into the experience of bliss, awesomeness, divine love. And you don't
understand
that in your mind.
I understand that when you
have another caller on the line and we're coming up to the time to stop, I want to see what this other one wants, too.
Okay, well, I've given her all the information.
Has Dee given you a lot to think about?
Pardon?
Dolores, has Dee given you a lot of things to think about?
Well, everything she says I have thought about because I hear her on a radio program every week.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
but evidently I'm not making the applications that I need to make, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, drop
down
in your heart.
We've got to think about it. We have one more caller, and I think that's going to be the last one as we come up to the hour. So thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night. And we have one more caller I heard on the line beep. Is anybody there?
Hello, Dolores?
Hello, do we have a caller?
Hello, Dolores?
Yeah, give me your name and where you're calling from, and we don't have a lot of time to talk, but let's see what it is you want. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Dolores. My name is Mary, and I'm calling from Seattle, Washington. I've made an appointment to see one of your hypnotherapists, and I want to ask you specifically, Dolores, I've come up with a lot of questions I want to ask the therapist, but given your long experience with this work, can you give me any ideas of the kinds of questions that a person might totally overlook? This might be the only opportunity I ever have to work with this deep hypnosis technique, and I don't want to miss an important question that will really be revealing to me, and I'd appreciate any insights you have.
Well, you're the one who knows your own questions. That's why I have people coming in with 4 or 5 pages of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And when I start reading them, I find out a lot of them are just redundant. They're asking the same question again and again, just wording it a little differently. So a lot of times there are just some main things that everybody wants to know, but you're the only one that knows what's happening in your own life. But a lot of times the questions are about physical problems. But what I call the universal question, everybody wants to know that comes to see me, is what's my purpose? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? And am I on the right track? But a lot of people want to know, should they change careers or should they move? It's all personal to you, whatever is the main one that you want to know about. People want to know advice about their children, their family. But just write down what it is you want to know. And
Mary?
This therapist you're going to, make sure they use my technique. Because some people say they are, and they're really not. So if they've taken the class, they're supposed to be using my technique. So you ask her to use that. And, you know, she's going to be talking to you a lot and getting to know you, and you'll have plenty of time to go over what's really bothering you and just make a general list of what it is you really want to know and go from there.
Mary?
And I really hope you're going to have success.
Mary?
Yeah.
Can I tell you what I'm hearing through my channel?
Yes.
Ask. What is in your way of accepting that you're the creation of all creation? That's the biggest question you can ask.
What is in the way of accepting? Can you repeat that?
That you are the creation of all creation.
That you are the creation of all creation. Okay.
Yes,
I
so
like
you
that.
Would say it. What is in my way of accepting that I am the creation of all creation? What do I need to know about that?
Because if you aren't getting what you want in your
that.
Life, you are in your own way. But you don't have plenty of time to talk to the therapist and get everything worked out with her. So just relax and work with her. Okay, is that all right?
Thank you both.
Okay.
Good
and have a good session with her. You can let me know how it turns out then by emailing.
Okay.
We're going to have to stop the callers
because
we're coming up to the hour. So I appreciate you calling in, Mary. Okay. But, Dee, I do want to talk a little. I'm going to sign off here for now, but I do want to remind everybody our workshop that we're going to be doing is a 2-day seminar. And it's next Saturday and Sunday. What is that, the 12th and the 13th?
12th and the 13th.
Of May, and it's going to be in the Embassy Suites South, out by the airport, by LAX Airport, if anyone just wants to show up out there. There's two Embassy Suites, one north and one south. Make sure you go to the south one, Embassy Suites South at LAX. And it's from 10 to 5 each day. And there's going to be a lot of exciting things going on, and we're not really sure what we're going to do, so a lot of things can happen that we're not even expecting. But we're going to be there the whole 2 days and working with you on creating what you want to create, finding out what's holding you back. Do you want to say anything about that?
I just want to say that if there's anybody out there that wants to move out into the empowerment, into miraculous manifestation that you want to create right now, if there are any healers that want to expedite and expand their healing modalities, come to this weekend. You will not be disappointed.
Okay. And if you want more details, you can check on my website, and that's just DoloresCannon.com. Or you can check on Dee. You have your information on yours, too, don't you? Give out your website.
Hello?
Yeah, give out your website.
My website is IAM, A-M, D-E-E, Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E, .com.
Okay, if you check on either one of those websites, you'll get more information. And I think it's going to be a fantastic weekend. And may the board, we're going to have some interesting experiences next weekend. All right, so we're coming up to the hour, and we're going to have to stop. And I think it went very fast. But, Dee, I want to thank you for being on tonight.
Thank you for having me. I think those listening
really got a lot out of what you've been talking about. Gave them some very valuable information. So I want to thank you for being on the show.
All right, Lev. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week. We'll be coming in on Friday.